We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, 7:22. By the way, Ross Tucker, when he was out a few minutes ago, brilliant stuff from him. He was sponsored by First Trust Bank, the bank you can trust first. I made up that little slogan myself.
Look at you.
Pretty good.
I did. Boy, they're going to be hiring you as soon as you retire.
Rhea, I don't charge for that. That's free.
That's nice of you. It's the only thing you don't charge for.
That's exactly right. All right, let's go to Andy the Troll here and see what he's got this morning. Hi, Andy.
Yo, Ange, I got a stupid question for Sirianni. I'm going to save that for last.
Yes, let's do it. We're going to start that now because I got to give somebody a pair of tickets to see the game on Sunday. And the media yesterday asked, 13 stupid questions, Rhea, and no good ones.
You didn't say it was stupid.
Yeah,
that's Rhea, you.
Yeah, I got this idea out of whole cloth. I don't know how I did it.
You're brilliant.
Rhea's great. Go ahead, Andy.
All right, well, I'm going to save that for last. But as far as with the Eagles and the underperformance,
yeah,
players and coaches, I'm going to hit the players first. It's kind of like when you're in school and you got that substitute teacher in class,
yep,
right?
Yep.
General Hertz is out of the classroom, right? So the substitute teacher is in class. So you got all the students running crazy. Last week you had Slay throwing players under the bus. Guy ain't made a play since October. How about you get some jam coverage and you make a pick? How about he follows the best receiver like all the top other corners do? So you got Slay throwing players under the bus. And then you got this week with A.J. Brown, I think it was more frustration than throwing Minshew under the bus. But, I mean, you're starting to see flaws with the team when the general's not in town.
It's so true. Jonesy?
Yeah, 100% right.
You're correct. Right on point. Andy, it's the substitute teacher thing. It's perfect.
He's the MVP of the NFL for a
reason. And he doesn't tolerate
anything. No doubt.
But it's a long season. We're tired. Oh, the teacher's not here today. Let's do whatever we want.
Yeah, you see
and
what
happened. And Andy, they were terrible in those games. They were lousy against the Cowboys. They weren't all that good before that. What was it, the Bears before that?
The Bears, well,
they sucked
the
against
general back. There's no way A.J. Brown makes those comments if Jalen Hurts was starting that game. Even if Jalen Hurts played bad, there's no way A.J. Brown makes those comments. Now, with the coaches, quickly, right, I think Sirianni is showing some of his inexperience. He's all good when we're winning, when we're blowing teams out, when we're 12, when we're 10-0, when we're undefeated, when we got one loss. When we're dealing with some adversity, when we're dealing with some injuries, when we're dealing with some players not performing, I think Nick Sirianni is showing his inexperience.
Yeah,
I really do. With
Andy,
this is
your finest call. You have been dead on with your – they are showing here. When they were 13-1, they were looking at each other and going, well, we're smarter than we thought.
That's right.
And now they're going, well, maybe we're not. You're right. Andy, give me your dumb question.
All right, here's my dumb question. It's for Sirianni. He's got to pick one of these two guys to speak to the team prior to the game. Who's it going to be? Willigott or Butch from Maniac? Got to be one.
Very, very good, Andy.
Bingo.
Andy, one of the two has to speak. Which would you choose? I love it. Jason for the Dirty 30's up. Hi, Jason.
Angelo and morning team.
Are you unhappy?
Yes, I am, Angelo. Angelo, I usually start by saying, good morning, morning team, but it's not a good morning.
Very true. So what are you feeling?
Angelo, first of all, one of my prayers are for the player last night. I hope that, you know, he's okay and everything.
Yep.
And now I wanna talk about the game. Okay.
Yes.
Gordon, he should be a different number. He's not wearing the correct number. He should be number 2.
Wow, Jason, that's strong.
Yes, Angelo. And he needs a roll of toilet paper.
Why?
Maybe he should throw a roll of toilet paper around during the game, and, you know?
I know what you're saying. You're making a very good point. You kind of have a theme here so far, from what I'm noticing.
Mm-hmm.
Jason, let me see if you can win tickets to the game. Could you think of a stupid question to ask the coach? Really dumb?
Yes, I have a really dumb question.
What is it?
What color shirt are you going to wear?
God, these are back-to-back awesome calls.
Jason is ringing it up. Thank you, Jason. I'm not going to ruin this now, am I, Jonesy? Do we want Lamont?
No. Make him hold a little
bit
longer.
Let him wait.
All right, let me bring up the Say What guy then, Dave. Yeah, hi, Dave.
Hey, how you guys doing, Ange? Sad thing, man, you know, last night.
Oh,
you know,
awful thing, Dave. Awful.
Yeah. Can't take football for granted, man. It's a tough sport.
You know, Dave? Here's what I was thinking, that there are so many parents now that are not sure they want their kids to play football. There's probably a lot more parents now telling their kids they're not playing football because the danger is very high. I'm sorry, it is. And I'm glad that it appears that DeMar Hamlin will be okay. I hope he will be okay.
I mean, he's sedated and in critical condition, so it's still scary.
Fortunately, there, Ange, they have people there that could help him.
Yep.
So, you know, he's going to be in our prayers, man, you know?
All right, Dave, what did you want? Do you have a dumb question that we should be asking?
Let me say something about them lousy Eagles, first of all. I blame, believe it or not, 50% on the defense and 50% on Minshew. He ain't no quarterback, man. He had me fooled. Seriously, he had me fooled.
He was bad. You want to talk bad. Now, according to Baldinger, he was bad because he got hit hard a couple of times early, and he got very happy.
It was the play
calling. It's the play calling. The play calling was brutal.
The play calling set him up for failure. Do you understand? What? They had an awful run defense, and they didn't run the ball nearly enough. Right from the first snap. Why don't you hit the ball off?
Run the ball.
Run the friggin' ball.
He couldn't even throw the ball. That's why A.J. was mad. A.J. didn't say nothing, man. He didn't say nothing at the end of the game. He wanted to because you see his eyes was up in his head when he wanted to really say what the problem was. The guy, he had a school, man. Come on. He had a school.
Dave, the good news for you is I give you my personal guarantee with no basis in medicine that Hurts will play Sunday.
And he will
make a difference. All right. Hurts will play Sunday. And if you would like, Dave, a silver line, keep this in mind. If the Eagles had won last Sunday, it would have been better. No argument. But now they will play their starters in the final game of the season. They will play a real football game and will therefore probably be more prepared for the playoffs than they would have been if they shut it down for a month, which is what they would have done.
They could get somebody else injured in a game.
That's the concern. That's the difference between you and me.
I know.
You live your life in fear,
and I
live my life boldly.
You're a carpe diem kind of dude.
I'm a bold human, and you're not. Dave, give me a dumb question.
Sirianni, do you think your defense played good Sunday?
Do you think the defense played good Sunday? That's is that the question you want to put out the contest?
Yes.
All right, that isn't going to win.
No.
Because some people actually think they did. A case in point, Mr. Marcus Case. Can I just ask you something, Johnson?
Okay.
Because I got 3, maybe 4 dozen emails of complaint about Marcus lauding the defense.
Mm.
At any point was it pointed out to him that the Saints had the ball for 37 minutes? Did that come up at all?
It certainly did.
Did 20 for 24 passing, did that come up at all?
Yes, it did.
Did 11 for 12 for 153 yards in the zone, in the game, did that come up at all?
As did 14 for 14 for the two quarterbacks.
And none of that penetrated the cement that covers his noggin?
No, and he loved the play calling as well.
He loved the play
he
calling.
He did.
Wait,
right,
no, hold on. I've heard the arguments for the defense. I don't buy them. Mm. The play calling was good offensively?
He put the loss solely on Gardner Minshew. He liked the play calling. It was excellent. He loved the defense. It was only the quarterback.
See, now, by 7:30, if he was saying that and I were here.
There would have been fights.
No, there would not have been
fisticuffs.
I would have come in with a cop and asked him to pee in it.
You're unbelievable.
That requires drug testing.
That's amazing.
That's drug testing. Lamont is up next. He's the Cowboy fan. What do you want, Lamont?
Hey, Angelo, I just wanted to say Happy New Year to all y'all.
All right, shut up. Why do you only call? You only call when the Eagles lose. What do you want to say, Lamont?
Angelo. Listen, Angelo. The Eagles lost because they wasn't prepared.
Yeah.
You got to remember that, Angelo. They wasn't prepared.
All right, so. Are they going to be prepared? Who's going to win the division, the Eagles or the Cowboys?
The Cowboys are going to win the division, Angelo. And when you're sitting there with your son this weekend watching the game because you're not a good parent, you didn't teach him to be an Eagle fan.
I'm not sitting with my son. I do not watch the games with anyone because I am not someone who's fun to be with. Believe me, Lamont, if you were with me Sunday, you would have walked out. And you're a moron to begin with. Right?
No, Angelo.
I'm not good, Jonesy. In those moments, I'm emotional.
Yeah, you're not fun to watch.
I text message Rhea. This woman's swearing like a soldier on shore leave.
I'm sorry?
I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss you when you retire.
Lamont's going to miss you.
All right, Lamont, do you want a chance at the tickets?
No, because you're not
good. Because go to hell. You're not getting.
You knew it was coming.
You're not getting.
Do you know what was the best edge? Like right before you text me.
Yeah.
I got a text from my mother, who lives in Florida.
Yeah.
And just buried them, and I looked at it with a lot of pride, and I went, "Oh, this is where I get it from."
Exactly, and you should embrace that. Yes. That's a good thing, Rhea. Do you understand? That's a good thing.
Yes.
That's something good. Oh wait, he's on now? All right, I guess I should go to him then. Ladies and gentlemen, we are thrilled to have him with us. The Brandon Graham call is sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. Ladies and gentlemen, finally breaking through double figures in sacks for season. Our hero, Brandon Graham. Hi, Brandon.
Good morning.
All right, Brandon, let me start with something sobering. Knowing you, and I know you were doing your show last night, you saw what happened in Monday Night Football, I guess, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
All right. What's your reaction to what happened to DeMar Hamlin?
You know what? Man, I hated to see anything like that. Never seen anything like that. And, man, my prayers go out to his family, the team, you know, his guys that's close to him. You know, it's so much emotion going on right now. And number one is we just want to make sure he's okay.
Yeah. And it does appear that he's doing a lot better than he was on that field in that moment. But you were experiencing something not totally different in the Eagles game on Sunday with your colleague and friend Josh Sweat. Tell me what that was like. How concerned were you guys on the field when Josh was down?
It's like it stops your breath for a second. Like, come on, man, get up. Like, you know what I'm saying? And you know that I seen the hit at the time. Seemed like much at first, but then when you see him not getting up, man, that's one thing that we all know that's at stake in this game. It could be things like this that comes up in the game, and you hope it's not, anybody, but, you know, especially not one of your brothers. And I mean, you know, when Sweaty was down, he already know we was talking to him. We was, encouraging him, making sure that he was good. But they did a lot of precaution stuff. And once we found out he was okay, you know, we felt a lot better. But, man, seeing a man down, you definitely want to do something about it as a man. You want to fix it.
Hey, Brandon, this leads to we're trying to explain a very poor performance by your team on Sunday. Do you think that experience had something to do with it?
No, I'm not even going there on that. But I do understand that, I hated to see it. We talked about it on the sideline a little bit. to make sure he was good. We was getting updates to make sure he was good. But our focus was to win that game. It's just we came up short. We didn't make many. We didn't make plays to win the game. And you know that's we gonna definitely get ready for this next one.
Hey, Brendan, the offense is getting a lot of the blame for the game, but the defense gave up a 9-minute drive to begin the game. What went on? What happened there?
You know what? In the beginning of the game, you find out how you're getting hit, and they professionals too. They did a good job doing certain things, but I think JG did a better job of, you know, knowing exactly where they trying to hit us in some of our weak spots. And, you know, we sewn up and we made plays in that game to help us get better and put our offense in position. We just didn't make the plays, you know, at the end of the day.
All right. And the in all, even though you only allowed 13 points, the other was a pick six, you allowed 13 points in that game, only six after that first drive. They controlled the ball for 37 minutes. Brandon, I don't understand it. They're not that good on offense. How did they do that?
They did a good job, man. That's all I could really give you on that. And then, you know, with us, I just felt like it was just a bad day for the Eagles. It was a bad day for the Eagles. We ran out of time in the end. We didn't, you know, make the plays to help us, you know, even get out of, you know, the funk that we was in the beginning. Because, you know, to go down 13-0 early on, you know, you're not giving yourself a good chance to win that game. And so, you know, I love our fight. That's one thing I love about our team, and I love how we adjust with each other. But we gotta start faster, especially if we're trying to get this win so we can get, you know, get ready for the real big ones and get some guys back.
Hey, Brandon, I heard you last night on your show, and you are very confident that this team will bounce back Sunday against the Giants. What are you basing the confidence on?
Because of how we come to work every day. Like, you know, it ain't just lip service. We really out here trying to work. We really out here trying to get better. We know we're not perfect at it, but I do know that we got great coaches. We got a bunch of players that's willing to take coaching and criticism of how they played and how it went, but it's really about us getting better when we criticize. It's not even really criticizing. It's just pointing out some of the stuff that could get us beat and trying to make sure we work on it so it don't happen again. And, you know, I think Nick does a great job of doing that and hold himself accountable. Because I know he probably want to call better plays, like do different things. Like, you know, there's so many different things that we all have to check ourselves on, even for me, making sure that I'm running to the ball, getting off the ball, doing all my technique stuff that we worked all week. I just know that we're going to bounce back because that's what we do. Just the type of team that we are. And I love this adversity that we're going through because, you know, as Philly, we always have people start doubting and doing all that, and I feel like that's when we play the best.
This is my last thing, Brandon. I want to end with something positive. And I hated that football game. It was a torture to watch it with one moment that was an exception. It was when you got your 10th sack. You ended up getting an 11th as well. Brandon, what did that feel like for you?
Man, it's something special, man. It definitely was something special, you know, celebrating with my boys. You know, they was, you know, just showing me all the love, man. And I know how hard, you know, I worked this offseason on top of us as a team. And I know I didn't do it by myself. So, you know, this goes to them just as much as me, just on, you know, the type of year that I've had because of the team we have and the D-line we have, the defense we have. And, man, I'm able to go out there and make plays. And so I'm forever thankful for this team because definitely double digits, man, was something that I really wanted to do before my career was over. And, man, I'm happy that I got it on a great year with this team, and we're going to have an even better year as we make this run.
And I just want to point something out to people because Brandon has only been getting about 30 snaps for a while now a game. He got 51 on Sunday, and you were just as good at the end as you were at the beginning. You could still play, Brandon. You proved that to yourself too, didn't you? You played almost a full game, but you played a damn good one.
Man, thank you. I just – you know, it's just fun, man, just being able to, you know, contribute and do what I can for this team. However the team want to use me, I'm ready. I just want to stay ready, stay available.
I'm with you, Brandon. Get them ready for Sunday. We got to win this thing.
I got you, baby. But, if you know, trust me, we going to get it. And I promise you next week we're going to have a better conversation.
Sounds good, Brandon. Thank you, my friend. Congratulations on the 11 sacks.
Thank you.
Brandon Graham, a true gentleman in sports. We come back, take more of your calls. Top of the hour, Nick Sirianni, WIP Sports Type 7.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.